The Octavia Flynn Public Library presents Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there lived a little girl called Little Red Riding Hood. Everyone loved her, but it was her grandmother who loved her most of all. One day, her grandmother made her a riding hood of red velvet. The girl liked the gift so much that she never took it off, and that's why people called her Little Red Riding Hood. One day, her mother said to her, "Here, Little Red Riding Hood, I want you to take this basket to Grandmother. There's a jar of honey and a pie inside. Be very careful when you go into the forest. Head straight to your grandmother's house and don't dally along the way." Grandmother lived far off in the heart of the forest. When Little Red Riding Hood reached the forest, the wolf came out to meet her and said, "Hello there, Little Red Riding Hood. Where are you off to so early?" "I'm going to Grandmother's house. She isn't well, and I'm taking her this jar of honey and a pie." "Where does your grandmother live?" "She lives far off in the forest, in the house beneath the three oaks." The wolf thought, "I'll eat well today if I hurry. First the grandmother, and then the little girl for dessert. She's a tender morsel, I'll bet." But out loud he said, "You're in such a hurry, Little Red Riding Hood. You don't even notice how beautiful the forest is. Look, look at the flowers of every color. Hear the birds that sing in the treetops. See the rays of sun that shine through the leaves." "It is beautiful," the girl agreed, and she added, "I'll gather some flowers for Grandmother. She loves them so much." She began to pick flowers while listening to the birds singing in the treetops and admiring the rays of sun shining through the leaves. "Goodbye, Little Red Riding Hood," said the wolf. And while the girl picked flowers, he ran off toward her grandmother's house. The wolf knocked at the door. "Who is it?" Grandmother asked. Putting on a high voice, the wolf said, "It's Little Red Riding Hood. I've brought you a jar of honey and a pie. Come in, come in. The door is open. I'm not well and can't get out of bed." The wolf opened the door, ran to Grandmother, and gulp! Swallowed her whole. Then he put on her nightgown and sleeping cap and climbed into her bed to wait for the little girl. Before long, Little Red Riding Hood arrived at the little house beneath the three oaks carrying a pretty bunch of flowers. She thought it was a little strange that the door was standing open. "It's me, Grandmother, Little Red Riding Hood," she called out, but no one answered. Little Red Riding Hood stepped slowly inside. When she saw Grandmother in bed, she said, "Why, Grandmother, what big ears you have! The better to hear you with! Why, Grandmother, what big eyes you have! The better to see you with! Why, Grandmother, what big teeth you have! The better to eat you with!" And with that, the wolf snatched up Little Red Riding Hood and gulp! Swallowed her whole. Sleepy after such a large meal, he lay down for a nap and began snoring away. It so happened that a hunter was passing by. "My goodness," he thought, "how the old woman is snoring today. I wonder if she is ill." The hunter went into the house and saw the wolf asleep. "Aha! Now I've got you, you scoundrel!" He took up Grandmother's big scissors, cut open the wolf's belly, and out came the relieved and grateful grandmother and Little Red Riding Hood. "How terrible it was in there! So dark!" cried the girl. She ran out and came back with two big stones. She stuffed them into the wolf's open belly and closed it up again, sewing it shut good and tight. When the wolf awoke, he jumped up to run away, but the weight of the stones brought him down. The wolf fell dead on the spot, never to rise again. Little Red Riding Hood, Grandmother, and the hunter were very happy. The hunter kept the wolf's fur, Grandmother shared the honey and the pie, and Little Red Riding Hood went straight home without dallying along the way.